vehicles. So come see us at Jim Norton Toyota today and see for yourself. Plus, with Jim Norton Toyota's legendary 7 points of confidence, you'll see that you're not only getting a great car at a great price, you're getting peace of mind knowing that pre-owned vehicles at Jim Norton Toyota come with a comprehensive warranty, plus our exclusive 3-day money-back guarantee, plus a Carfax autobiography, plus a rigorous 100-point quality inspection. And as always, you get Jim Norton's 100% transparent, market-driven price and 15 lenders to get you the lowest finance rate. So what are you waiting for? Log on at JimNortonToyota.com to learn more. That's JimNortonToyota.com. Then come see us today at Jim Norton Toyota, 9809 South Memorial.
From the Ferguson Subaru and Broken Arrow Studios, KRMG-FM Sand Springs, KRMG Tulsa, a Cox Media Group station. Union Redskins football. Welcome to the KRMG Union High School football halftime. Presented by TTCU Federal Credit Union, Route 66 Chevrolet, and Route 66 Nissan.
Welcome back to Owosso Stadium. In Owosso, Rick Corey, Tom Stockton, Doc Blevins on the field. You'll have a special guest in a moment. Richard Johns here with us as well. And it's kind of unfamiliar territory, Tom. 27-3, the Redskins trail here at the half. And you don't see Union in this position very often. But this Owosso team in the first half was what we expected offensively. They were better than we expected maybe defensively. And Union has really not helped themselves out, especially the last couple of series.
No, I think you have it pretty much exactly what I was thinking. Going in here and listening to Coach Frederick and then listening to some other people, Wasso's for real. There isn't any doubt about it. Their offense is very, very good, and their defense, there's 11 guys going to the football every time. There's not one or two guys making a tackle. They're all over there playing well, like they're, you know, their hair's on fire.
Well, you know, this is a big game for them. You certainly know that. They certainly want to beat Union, and it's a big game for Bill Blankenship, having been at Union, of course, and then coming here to Owosso. So there's no question it's a big game for both these football teams. But for Union, at 27-3, you have some decisions to make as a player in the locker room. You haven't been here very often. This is the first game of district play. You have got to kind of, I guess, Tom, do that old thing that everybody hates, and that is it's 0-0 at the half, and that's what you have to focus on when you come out here in the second half. But that's not easy to do.
No, it's not easy, but I agree with you 100%. They've got to act like this first half is, well, it is over. So just go on and go from here, because you can't just give it up, or it'll be embarrassing. The score will be really, really bad if they don't do something different.
Some interesting things are going to happen here tonight at the half. The Owosso Band will be officially invited to the Rose Bowl with a march in that parade, which is a really neat deal. We're going to have our special guest in a moment. Doc Blevins is on the field with one of our state representatives, Ross Ford. We'll do that when we come back. 27-3, Owosso leads Union. We're at the half here. This is Redskins RMG.
When you're just starting out, there's a lot to learn, especially about money. But TTCU Federal Credit Union can help you get where you want to be. Like right now, you can get $150 when you open a TTCU checking account. It comes with a School Pride debit card, and every time you use it, TTCU donates money to schools. Now that's a difference I can get behind. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA. Life is better in balance.
Route 66 Chevrolet, Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa, I-44 Memorial. And Chuck, there's no gimmicks.
Just come see us. Give us a shot at earning your business. We're trying to offer you a different experience. No gimmicks. Just come in. Be a part of the family.
And Trina, we've had people come back that shopped here before that come back and buy vehicles.
We want to retain our customers, make them a part of what we're doing over here, and we're always here to help.
This is a great time of the year to buy, because you do have some terrific incentives. Fall is here.
Not to mention it's hunting season, fishing season. This is my favorite time of the year. You got a lot of people looking for farm trucks, work trucks. It is a great time to buy. We have a couple 18s left, running wide open with the 19s, and then the 2020s are starting to trickle in as well. Yeah, we're ready to make deals on anything you need.
And you know, we have a great used selection as well.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan at I-44 Memorial is not only a better way to buy a vehicle,
it's always the right way.
I'm a big guy. I was
with a big family. So what do you do when you need a big family-sized vehicle? Rick, we're here for my friends at Ferguson Subaru. You might be asking yourself, what could Subaru offer in a big family SUV? Well, if you haven't seen the latest Subaru marvel, then you're missing out. It's the all-new 2020 Subaru Ascent, and it's big, and I mean big. You can get it with up to 7 or even 8 passenger capacity. That's right, you heard me, 8 passenger Subaru SUV. Plus, the Ascent comes with the legendary turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine that makes an impressive 260 horsepower, but still up to 27 miles per gallon and a towing capacity of 5,000 pounds. And now, through September 30th, you can get 2.9% APR financing on all new 2020 Subaru Ascents. And remember, every Subaru Ascent comes standard equipped. That means you don't have to pay extra for Subaru's road-gripping, symmetrical, all-wheel drive system found only in a Subaru. Subaru, the best all-wheel drive leader for Oklahoma's wet, dry, snow, or ice. And Ferguson Subaru, the best place to get it. Just off the Broken Arrow at the Elm Place exit across from Bass Pro. Or find them at FergusonSubaru.com.
Never miss a moment of Union High School football. Download the free KRMG app now. Available for Apple and Android.
Welcome back to Owosso High School. Rick Corey, Doc Blevins is on the field. He'll join us in a second. Right up here with us as well as Tom Stockton. And right now on the field, the Owosso Band is being officially invited to march in the Rose Bowl Parade. So that's a terrific honor for these Rams. And, boy, that's a big, big, well-polished band. But we have some of those, don't we, in Broken Arrow and in Owosso and in Union and in Jinx and Sepulpa and some of the other area schools. Well, speaking of all those places, we've got reps from all over Oklahoma representing many of those, and one of them is on the field with Doc Blevins, and it's Ross Ford. Doc, take it away.
Well, we do have Ross Ford. Now, many of you know Ross is a state representative for part of the Union District, and also he was on our school board. People may not know this, but prior to that, you, Ross, you were a Union youth football coach and probably UKB coach, too, baseball and PTA guy. What have you not done?
It's a great honor.
Having a problem with Doc's mic, but he's working on it here to see if he can.
Okay, just a second here.
There you go. Keep on, Doc.
Let's try this. Okay, we were saying you've done a little bit of everything.
Yeah, I started out when my kids were in elementary school working with the PTA, was a PTA president, served pizza at that bingo night, called numbers, and then got on the long-range planning committee when I was my kids were a little bit older. And got to plan some of the great things that Union has done. I was on the long-range planning when we talked about the UMAC being built.
Yeah, that's one of the great things we've done. Also, you retired as a policeman. I know for personally because you were a motorcycle cop that pulled me over once and very kind and gave me a warning, which was nice of you. And I voted for you ever since, but that's not why. But you were our director of security at Union for a while.
That's right. When I retired from the police department in 2010, Dr. Burton asked me if I would like to be the director of security, and how could I say no? I to this day, I still love Union and enjoy being around the kids. So it was just the first step. And, you know, a lot of things changed when I came. We switched from being an off-duty police officer security force to where we started hiring our own, the way that it's run now. And so, you know, it is a good to see that, you know, things haven't changed a whole lot.
And are you, you're aware of what's going on there now, and I like the community policing thing didn't work so well when they were trying to move officers into the projects and stuff in Tulsa, but the security officers at Union are like the most popular guys on campus. They are doing a great job.
It really is. And what we were striving for then and what they still are striving for now is we want someone that wants to work with kids as our security officers. We want people that like kids. They want to be part of their lives. And then we need our security officers to be there 5 days a week and at the activities like tonight. And because that way they build the interaction together, and it's just really a great thing to see when the kids have faith in the security, and they will come and let us know what's going on in the school when we might not be aware of it yet.
Well, it's just a great job that they're doing. And then you went on to run for a state representative, and you're in your, third term?
This is my second full year I came in on a special election in 2017 after David Brumbaugh passed away. And I won the election, the special election. It was a winner take all. And then last year in 2018, I had to run again. And so really for about 3 years, I've been running a campaign. Before I ran, most people don't associate the two of us together, but my wife, Lisa Ford, is on the Union School Board now. And if I remember right, Lisa and I are the only two husband and wife that's ever served on the school board in the same seat in the state of Oklahoma.
Well, that's quite a mark there. And but you are on the in the legislature. You have been a solid vote for education, not always that popular with some of your constituents on certain issues, but you are very solid for education. And you have quite a few in your caucus that are.
That's right. You know, they say that, when I won the special election, things were, I was the change vote. That after that, things started happening. My first vote, if you recall, was a first vote in the House was for a teacher pay raise. It took us four tries to get it, but we finally passed it. And then over this last session, you know, we gave another $1,200 teacher pay raise. We also gave money for classroom
Ladies
funding.
And
you know, I don't think we're done yet. Education still needs to be in the forefront. And we need to give more funding and help schools give more variety to our kids.
Well, you all are doing a good job. Now, we have a new governor, and I interviewed him on the radio. I was for Mick Cornett, I'll be honest with you. I've known him a long time and really respect him. But I said, this guy would probably be pretty good, and he's really trying to do what he promised to do.
You know, he really is. He's doing a really good job. He's trying to, he's looking at things with fresh eyes. And, you know, and that's what we really need. We need a governor that is willing to work with the legislators. And, you know, let's make compromises where we have to. But, you know, he was a governor that ran on education, also wanted to make this state a top 10 state. And I really believe that we are going to get to be a top 10 state in a lot of areas. You know, but we just need to continue working with him, and we need to continue to build on education and infrastructures.
Well, and you told me, let's remind people that we're coming to you live from Owosso Football Stadium, and Union and Owosso are playing, and I don't even want to mention the score at this point, but you are listening to KRMG. And we are talking to Ross Ford, who is one of our state representatives. And Ross, you pointed out to me before the game, we were talking about a kind of a lapse in our laws right now. Something was kind of done by mistake that needs to be corrected, and you're working on that. We should interest parents and grandparents who love their kids.
That's right. We have a situation where a few years ago we looked at our seatbelt laws before I became a state legislator, and they made them a little stricter for infants. But in the process of redoing that law, we left out the verbiage that makes 8-year-olds and up to the age of 17 to where they do not have to wear a seatbelt in the back seat. And we need to get that changed. And we've tried, you know, the last couple of years and have not made it. But I have made it a goal of mine that, you know, that affects every one of us. Those are our grandkids and our kids that we are putting in danger. And so we need to get that fixed. We need to make it to where our kids are buckled up. For every 1% of seatbelt usage that we increase our numbers, that saves about 10 lives in Oklahoma. So, you know, we need to, our kids are precious. And just because they're 9 years old instead of 8 doesn't mean that we don't love them any less. And we need to make sure that they're in a back seat, buckled up, to where that they're protected. And so I'm working with the Oklahoma Safe Kids and I'm working with the Tulsa Safe Kids, working with AAA, and we're building a coalition trying to get the word out for everyone to call their legislators and let them know that this next year we need to pass that. We need to pass
that. Okay, we had to move just a little bit because we're getting run over by some tigers or something there. I don't know what part of the show. They've got a wonderful marching band here. And so that's something people need to get behind. Now, I can testify to the fact that if I hadn't had a seatbelt on a year ago last January, I probably wouldn't be here talking to you today. I would be upstairs, so not in the press box either. But it is important, and I would think people have enough sense to buckle their kids in anyway. But to, teenagers, if they're driving with each other, they're not going to think about it.
That's
the way.
Right. That's right. And we need to make sure that it's taken care of. And, you know, another issue that I would like to just put out there for all of the union parents and teachers that are listening, that one of the great things that I get to do is I get to present citations to people that do great things in my district. And I every graduating senior from Union, they get a citation with my name on it, and you know, talking about their accomplishments in school. And I do it for the every month. I go to the alternative school and I present it for their graduates, and I just like doing it. And so if any parents or know of a teacher that's done something great, you know, if they would call my office, I would love to get more citations out to our union teachers. And teachers, if there's a student that you have in the classroom that's doing something above and beyond, please let me know, and I will write a citation up, and we'll make a time to come and honor those people in the class or at the school location.
And how do they get in touch with you?
Well, everybody should have that lives in my district should have my cell phone number, but my cell phone is 918-381-4777. If you have anything that I can do, please let me know and call me. The number is 918-4777.
Okay, and you probably have a website.
Yes, you can check me out on Facebook. It's Ross Ford. Also, it's Ross.Ford for State House.
Okay, well, that's great what you're doing. Now, I can't see the scoreboard to see how much time's left. What?
1 minute.
1 minute. Okay, we just got a minute. Is there any thing you would like for your constituents, the people in the union area, to know about that's going on, you think we'll be excited about in the future?
Well, all I can tell you is in Broken Arrow, fun and games on Main on the Saturday before Halloween. And please, if you have kids, it's a safe environment. Kids can come out. There will be some scary politicians there. I will be there handing out candy and some other politicians, but they block off 8 blocks of Main Street, and they have it's a good environment where kids can come out. Everything's free. The doesn't charge anything for those events. So come.
Well, thanks for being with us at halftime. Keep up the good work. You've got a lot of people on both sides of the aisle that are right here in Owosso. We have J.J. Dawson, one of my former FCA boys, who's a Democrat state senator, and just keep it up.
Oh, thank you very much, and go Redskins.
Right, back up to Rick.
Thank you very much, Doc Blevins, and along with Ross Ford. And that's a guy who's spent a lot of time around Union, and no one spent more time around Union, of course, than Doc Blevins. All right, they put 3 minutes back on the clock here. That'll allow the teams to get out and warm up as the Owosso Band is just now making its way, or as Don McLean said, the marching band refused to yield. But they have now, and we will get our second half underway in just a few minutes. Redskins trail 27-3, second half coming up here in Owosso. This is Union Football on KRMG.
Chuck and Trina from Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa.
You really do have a terrific selection on your pre-owned lot.
You know, you're not in the market to buy a brand new car. We got pre-loved cars. We've got Mercedes, Jaguars, Jeeps. Listen, we go all over the country to make sure that we have a big selection of used cars. Trina's looking for a good used car right now on her phone.
Route 66 Chevrolet and Route 66 Nissan of Tulsa at I-44 and Memorial.
With kids, life is one big adventure. That's why you need a strong financial partner like TTCU Federal Credit Union. You could get $150 when you open a checking account. And every time you use your School Pride debit card, TTCU donates to schools. Checking account, why not call it your living account? TTCU Federal Credit Union. With approved credit, annual percentage yield for dividend-bearing accounts is 0.20% as of 7/1/19. Offer ends 10/31/19. Some restrictions apply. Federally insured by NCUA.
You compulsively check the website every 3 minutes to make sure they haven't sold that car you want so bad. You just don't quite have the money. But a lower rate could mean getting that new car today. Oklahoma Central Credit Union has new car loan rates as low as 3.89% APR. So go buy that car, or maybe even a better car. Decide quick. 3.89% APR hassle-free auto loans from Oklahoma Central Credit Union won't last long. Call 1-800-444-6228 or visit oklahomacentral.creditunion for details about credit cost and terms.
Attention, if you owe money to the IRS, this is an urgent message. The IRS is cracking down this year by sending out heart-stopping letters, aggressively garnishing paychecks, seizing bank accounts, and putting liens on homes and businesses. They call it enforced compliance. And you'd better watch out, because penalties and interest on unpaid taxes compound daily, making it seem impossible to ever get out of debt. Don't let tax debt destroy your life. You need to call Optima Tax Relief, the number one tax resolution firm. They are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative, one of the biggest breaks the IRS has ever offered. If you qualify, you could save thousands, even tens of thousands. Optima's resolved over $500 million of tax debt for their clients. They have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and will fight to get you the best deal possible. Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Call 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575. 800-279-5575.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
911, what's your emergency?
This car, an SUV, it was going across, it went around the barrier, and the train. Oh, God.
Ma'am, did a train hit an SUV? Is that what happened?
Yes, the train is still going. The train is going, and the car, I can't believe it.
You can't judge the speed of an approaching train. That's why the signals are there. Stop. Trains can't. Paid for by NHTSA.